Okay.
So hello.
Welcome to 3CR, Carla.
Hi.
So we have Carla on the line here to talk about the campaign to decriminalise abortion in Queensland. So Carla, because this is a program in Victoria, what can you tell us sort of about the background to this decriminalisation sort of campaign?
And you've got 10 minutes.
Okay. Look, you may be aware that Queensland and New South Wales are the only two remaining states in Australia that have not liberalised their laws in regard to abortion. Certainly, we do look to Victoria, Tasmania and the ACT, who are the only jurisdictions that have decriminalised abortion. All the other states have amended to make abortion legal in certain instances. But we, in Queensland, and we understand from Maureen Faruqi, the Greens parliamentarian in New South Wales, who's also got a private member's bill before Parliament, is that both in Queensland and New South Wales, we would like to achieve decriminalisation of abortion. Abortion still exists in our Crimes Act in the two states.
And it was a private member's bill put forward by Rob Hine, wasn't it?
Yes, and this was an opportunity for us because decriminalising abortion has been Labor Party policy in Queensland for many, many years, and it gets voted on again at Labor Party conferences, and within Labor Women there has been a campaign to try and bring it forward, but it's never seen the light of day in Cabinet and on the floor of the Parliament. So there's never been a discussion in Queensland Parliament, and it wasn't until Rob Pine, our local member in Cairns, left the Labor Party earlier this year that he was prepared to put it forward as a private member's bill. And we're glad to say that it has received support from the government, and there was a slim majority that voted to accept the bill and to refer it to the Health Committee with the terms of reference to investigate and have public hearings, and it's coming back to Parliament at the end of August for a second reading and to be voted on again.
And what sort of public support does this issue have up in Cairns, Carla?
Yes, look, it's interesting, and the actual Queensland-wide campaign is very much being driven from Cairns, although we do have a lot of support in Brisbane as well. But I think it's because there was most recently a prosecution occurred in Cairns under this, 19th century legislation, and that was in 2009 when a Cairns couple were charged and had a terrible ordeal for 18 months until that case went to trial and had to endure a two-day trial. Luckily, the jury found them not guilty within a very short time. It was only less than 40 minutes for the jury to return that verdict. So these laws are not enforceable today. Juries and judges won't convict. But the threat of prosecution against doctors, against women, still remains, and that's why we want to get them off the books. But that's why the Cairns community is so mobilised. We had a campaign group in Cairns active in 2009 and 2010 around these issues, and we have continued to organise and agitate for change. So as soon as Rob Pine was willing to put forward this bill, we've been having public meetings and discussions and actions to move this forward.
Point of curiosity, given that Hanson's won the Senate position there, any right-wing opposition to this issue?
Interestingly, I mean, of course, and we've seen very right-wing Christian conservative views around safe schools, around equal marriage, and it's the same around abortion. The Health Committee asked for public submissions, and there was over 1,000, and certainly more than half of those come from the religious right. But interestingly, in the public hearings, as those views get put, the committee is very rigorously testing those views. And if people put forward views just based on faith or their belief in God, that doesn't make good public policy or legislation. And certainly their research, in inverted commas, that they put forward has been found to be fabrication. For example, post-abortion syndrome that they talk about has found to be an invention of the US anti-choice movement and has no basis in psychology or psychiatry or any diagnostic
or science or science at all. I've never heard of it. I've been nursing for 40 years. Never heard of it.
So within the medical field, the great thing, we have the support of the Queensland AMA. We have the support of the Royal Australian College of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists. We have the support of very many doctors and nurses within Queensland. So we have, even though there has been opposition, it's at the moment it's not carrying the argument, and we're very hopeful at the moment.
Sounds exciting. And when will it be concluded, do you reckon? It's been referred to a committee, you said.
Yes. So there's two more dates of public hearings in Brisbane on the 1st and 2nd of August. All of the transcripts for the hearings are available on the parliamentary website, as are the submissions. And I'd encourage people, you know, if they're interested in women's rights and women's reproductive rights, it's interesting to have a look at the debate and discussion. But it will go back to Parliament on August 26th. It may still take some time from then, because people have the right to put forward amendments to the bill. We're hoping we'll still achieve full decriminalisation. We may end up with a situation very similar to Victoria, where after 24 weeks a woman needs the permission of two doctors. We're hoping we'll get significant change in Queensland. Whatever we achieve will be quite a step forward from where we are now.
Given the way the politics in Queensland is panning out.
We don't care. I imagine it will go with a very slim majority today. You know, a lot of the votes have been just the 51%, but that's enough to get it across the line.
The thing is, 51% is 51%. You can't argue with that. And given that you've got people like, not just Hanson, but Christensen up there too, the right wing that Joe Bianchi-Peterson left behind, that still remains, which is quite an influence, interestingly enough.
Yes.
Anyway, thank you so much, Carla. And I'm sorry to have rushed you, but we've had enormous technical problems here today. So
no, that's fine. It's great to be talking to Victorians. You've achieved this, and we're nearly there. We're getting closer.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Carla.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.